Good morning and welcome to another edition of Sunday Morning Extra. I'm your host, Gerard Campbell. Drug abuse destroys lives, and in some cases, it takes lives. This morning, we'll be hearing from two Palm Beach County residents who are trying to keep young people away from drugs and the dead end that drugs can lead to. They're members of the NOPE Task Force. That's N-O-P-E, NOPE, and NOPE stands for Narcotic Overdose Prevention and Education. It's a group of community leaders and parents here in Palm Beach County who lost children to a drug overdose. Those people go into middle and high schools to warn young people of the dangers of drugs. And joining us in the studio this morning are two members of NOPE, Richard and Karen Perry. Richard is the president of NOPE and his wife Karen is the secretary of this organization. Good morning and thanks for joining us in the studio.
Good morning, Gerard.
First of all, how did NOPE come to be? Which one of you wants to answer that one? Karen? Richard?
Well, NOPE was formed back in 2002. It was a combination of families who had lost children to drug overdose, along with members of the local Palm Beach County Government Sheriff's Department, the State Attorney's Office, and as well as a couple of members from the Palm Beach Gardens Police Department. And so what they had seen in back in 2002 was this alarming rise in drug deaths. And locally here in Palm Beach County, there were several in a short period of time, high school students. And I think so these folks got together and felt like they needed to do something to start to combat and make families and students aware of the scourge that's occurring with drug abuse. And they started the organization. It was supported by the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Department, and we have since formed a 501c3 and have become a nonprofit organization, and the group has expanded, and we've become, you know, we are beginning efforts to grow NOPE, expand NOPE, and increase the, you know, the scope of the services that we provide.
Mm-hmm. And you've lost a child to drug abuse.
We have. We lost our oldest son, Rich, back in 2003, and shortly after, you know, Rich died, we became aware of NOPE. We were looking for something, a way to get involved, to try to make a difference, and we became aware of NOPE, unfortunately, after Rich passed away. And so it's just a wonderful organization to associate ourselves with and, you know, and try to help expand and grow. And so we've been, Karen and I have been involved ever since.
Mm-hmm. And Karen, NOPE goes into schools to help some of these youngsters to realize that drugs can be fatal, correct?
Yes. We go in, we give a full presentation, including all the members that Rich has just mentioned to you. The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office speaks, the Palm Beach Police Gardens Police Department gives a little piece of what they have investigated. Parents speak about the loss of their children, and the judge from drug court appears and lets the children know what goes on as far as what will happen to them if they were put in front of him, as far as losing their driver's license and things like that. We also have the state attorney and prosecutor who will let the children know that if they are caught dealing drugs in a school in Palm Beach County, that he will prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. However, if they are coming to him for help and trying to get treatment, that he will help them in any way that he possibly can. Then we have the parents who speak, parents and family members. It sometimes siblings and sometimes mm-hmm. girlfriends, whatever it may be, will just get up and tell their story about their child, their loved one, and it does get very emotional. Our presentations are a little bit graphic. The officer will show crime scene photos of the children that they have found. We have 911 tapes. We have parents who have allowed us to use photographs of their children in coffins. And it's the presentation itself is letting the children know that this is real. And when they hear, then after seeing everything that the officers and state attorney has described to them, when they hear the parents and the siblings and the family members tell them of their love for their child and of their heartbreak of the loss, it comes home to the children. They react.
Yeah, as you might imagine, they come into the auditorium sort of laughing and snickering. It's just another assembly.
But I remember those days, yes.
Yes, right. But they never leave that way. They always leave crying. And again, it's a high-impact presentation, and the point of it is to get their attention. And you know, the message is, if you're on drugs, get help. And if you know somebody that's on drugs, you know, get them help. One of the more powerful parts of the presentation that they do is they have, you know, all the kids, they say, anybody that in this auditorium that knows somebody that's using drugs, stand up. And virtually everybody stands up every time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll say, you know, anybody who's gotten help or told somebody about this, remain standing. And 99% of the kids will sit down, and 3 or 4 to 10 will remain standing, and we give them a round of applause as heroes. The point being that very few kids will squeal on a friend. You know, it's the code, but the message is, if you don't tell, you may, you know, lose that friend, and you'll have to live with that for the rest of your life. And the stories that the parents tell, it's amazing how consistent they are. In other words, where, you know, a kid is using drugs with his so-called friends and overdoses, and the friends will clean up the apartment, they'll do all sorts of things before they'll get their friend help, because they're looking out for themselves.
Yes.
And to them, you know, at that point, drugs are only friends. So we also warn the kids to make sure you know who your friends are.
Mm-hmm. What grades is this aimed at? You go into middle school and through high school, but what grades do you start off with?
We have school approval, school board approval for 8th grade through high school. So we are in the middle schools and high schools right now. Mostly so far we've been talking to a lot of high schools. We also speak at rehab centers, and we'll try and speak to parents in the high school. We try and get separate assemblies together with the parents, although that doesn't go over as big, you know, but we do try and do that. We'll speak really anywhere that we're asked.
Mm-hmm. You go around the county?
We do. We're throughout the county. We're in public schools, private schools. We've started to do some presentations in Broward County as well. There's a sort of a seed of a chapter down there starting, and so yes, we've been from Boca all the way up to Jupiter in terms of Palm Beach County, and as I said, down in Broward as well.
It's a tremendous idea. Did it get its start here in Palm Beach County? Is there anything else like this elsewhere in the state or the country that you know of?
Well, I think there are grassroots efforts of different kinds, I think, all over the country. But I think the concept of NOPE, NOPE itself, and that this particular concept was started right here in Palm Beach County, and it's hard to say if there are similar models elsewhere. I will say that